Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about, a lot we can talk about, because even with a four-hour show every day, once we start taking your phone calls, every now and then we'll have some guests join us on the show, the time just flies by, so there's no way to really cover everything. But nonetheless, really, that's why we put a priority on hearing what you want to talk about. You can send us a quick message on our Montana Talks app. That's the best way to get a quick message to us, because our producer Travis will get it. He'll print it up, run it into the studio. Otherwise, if it goes to my email, it might get buried while we're here yapping on the show. Or you can just call in. I love getting your messages, but even better to actually hear it in your own words as well. 406-294-0970 on our Parsec data management phone lines. A lot we can talk about. I've got some great audio here. Peter Ducey and Karine Jean-Pierre, White House spokeswoman, the latest back and forth. He straight up asked her, is Joe Biden, is the president trying, is basically doing a cover up right now in the midst of this whole classified document scandal? So got that queued up for you. Joe Concha. Great conservative commentator Joe Concha, he reacted to Attorney General Merrick Garland basically trying to make the claim that somehow the Department of Justice is fair and is blind to the politics here. An absolute joke, and we can see it with the way they've treated Donald Trump versus the way they've treated Joe Biden. They've treated Joe Biden like he's a little kid holding an ice cream cone. And then we saw the raids that they launched against Donald Trump. You know, it was interesting. Who was talking? Was it Tucker or was it Hannity that was talking about this last night? And they were making the point that I think it was Jesse Waters. They were making the point that apparently DOJ officials, when they were searching for all of these classified documents that were mishandled by Joe Biden from his time as a United States senator, from his time as vice president, in multiple houses across multiple locations, including his beach house that apparently hasn't been destroyed by climate change yet, and They were actually not allowed to search certain rooms. They were not allowed to search certain places. And I'm just thinking here, wow, this is the same Department of Justice that was going through, you know, Melania Trump's, underwear drawer. I mean, that's why I know John Jackson, who's joining us next hour, we joked at the time, and pardon my language here, earmuffs, kids, if you're in the car and you don't want your kids to hear this, but this shows what a mockery they are making of our great republic. When you've got federal authorities, you know, the FBI doing the great panty raid of Mar-a-Lago, but oh no, when it comes to Joe Biden mishandling classified documents, Donald Trump actually had the legal authority to declassify material. Joe Biden did not have that when all these documents were shoved in all these different locations. And yet, no, there's certain rooms they're not going to search when it's Joe Biden's house.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Perhaps we've made more progress in the inflation fight than we give ourselves credit for. Reading the numbers, particularly the year-over-year growth of overall prices, does not bring joy. To be told that inflation is resting near 6% is better than things were a few months ago, yes, but it's still sky high next to what we had a few years ago. But the appetite for consumers and businesses to simply swallow those price increases has waned. Mortgage rates, to take just one example, have fallen in the low 6% range, down almost a full point from their peak. Part of the reason is that demand for credit at rates over 7%, putting pressure on lenders to back away from them. You see examples in food, services, perhaps even automobiles. Three stimulus bills in a little more than a year gave consumers plenty of extra cash. That well is running dry, and the option of businesses to pass cost increases along to customers is costing them sales. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some breaks of sun in some parts of the area early on today. Otherwise, clouds roll in with some snow showers possible, mainly this afternoon. High temperature readings will meanwhile range from around 41 degrees in the Billings area, with highs in the upper 20s expected in Bozeman. For tonight, with some light snow showers and flurries, that skies otherwise stay cloudy. Accumulations of a coating to around an inch expected around the region. Lows from the mid-teens in Bozeman, with low temperatures closer to the upper 20s into Billings. And the outlook for Wednesday does call for some scattered flurries and snow showers into the day, otherwise with considerable cloudiness. High temperatures ranging from the upper 20s in Bozeman back to about 40 in Billings. Chance for snow showers Wednesday night, 17 in Bozeman, 30 in Billings.
For Gold today to learn more about the 123 Protection Plan. 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. You know, I was listening to various viewpoints on the Biden document scandal. He's been called a serial hoarder. Isn't there like some reality TV show about people hoarding? Now, you know, it's not against the law to hoard stuff, right? You may not like hoarding all of that stuff, but it's not against the law. Unless it happens to be classified materials. Unless, of course, you were a United States senator who did not have the authority to declassify those materials. And anyway, the more we hear about this story, the worse it sounds for Joe Biden. And they literally have no defense here. And look, and even if you listen to MSNBC and you buy their argument, well, this is why it's different than Trump or the late night liberal comedians. Well, this is why it's different than Trump. Well, okay, first off, that argument does not hold water because of the fact that Donald Trump, when he was president of the United States, had the ability to declassify documents. Right now, if Joe Biden gets a document and he wants to declassify it, he can do that now. He couldn't do it 12 years ago. He couldn't do it 6 years ago. Hell, he couldn't even do it 4 years ago. And that's where all these documents that they're finding all the way from the beach house to the Penn Biden Center. A great point Ted Cruz made is how many classified documents might be at the University of Delaware right now. There's boxes of Biden Senate records at the University of Delaware right now. I don't even think the FBI's been to the University of Delaware yet. And so, but if you take their argument, what the MSNBC crowd is doing to try to somehow say, well, this, but it's different from what Trump did, or the ladies on The View, it's different from what Trump did. Actually, what we saw with Trump, who had the ability to declassify information, is we saw back and forth that was going on, an ongoing dialogue. Well, what have we seen out of Biden's team here? Oh, God, I didn't know all that stuff was over there. Oh, God, didn't know all that stuff was over there. Oh, God, didn't know all those classified materials were over there. They have no clue what they are doing. They have no clue how much is out there, where it's all at. Whereas the Trump team's like, well, yeah, we got this, and it was, he had the ability to declassify, and yeah, let's talk. Let's see what needs to go to the archives. Let's see what needs to stay here, blah, blah, blah. The Biden team has no clue. And not only that, but a great point was made by John Ratcliffe, who was on Laura Ingraham's program last night. And the point that John Ratcliffe made is that Joe Biden didn't willingly come forward. They didn't even present this information to the authorities. That is not the case. So once again, MSNBC, the liberal late night comedians, are lying. They're outright lying about this whole story. First off, though, is Joe Biden engaging in a cover-up? This was the question from Peter Ducey to Corinne Jean-Pierre.
The House Oversight Committee chairman says this document situation has all the makings of a potential cover-up. Is President Biden involved in a cover-up?
We've been very clear here from this administration. The president has been very clear that he takes this very seriously when it comes to classified information, when it comes to classified documents, and that his team has been fully cooperative with this legal matter.
Have they? Have they been fully cooperative? By the way, that line that she just said right there is about the only line she has tried to repeat about 150 times over the... She is refusing to ask questions. Even some of the more liberal-leaning reporters in the White House are saying that she is not being honest with the American people. But do they have a defense here? This is John Ratcliffe, who was a top national security official in the Trump administration.
Your response to this, we're cooperating defense.
Well, first of all, they weren't cooperating. It's not cooperating when you get caught. So in this case, it wasn't Joe Biden's lawyers that notified that there was a problem with classified documents. It was the National Archives that reported it to the Department of Justice. So they began cooperating when they got caught. But to your larger point, Laura, people need to understand that this is a red herring. Cooperation is not a defense in the law. Cooperation goes to the issue of leniency in the sentence that a defendant may get. Bank robbers who show up with the money back at the bank and cooperate still get charged. So cooperation has nothing to do with culpability or liability. It only has to do with a sentence that would be imposed.
All right. Another defense that they're offering, this was following the latest drip, drip, drip. Watch.
President Biden has said truthfully that there's no there there. And in the end, we will see this was just an inadvertent matter of filing.
John, could there be an innocent mistake here?
No. And, you know, I think Senator Coons knows that. Look, there is a there there. And there has to be. Look, I know we're on document batch number five or six in five or six different places, and they can all run together. But the last one confirmed that Joe Biden had documents from his time in the Senate. And here's why that's significant, Laura. This is why there's a there there. Unlike members of the executive branch, unlike presidents and vice presidents, secretaries of state who routinely handle classified documents are authorized not just to access them, but to keep them and even to transport them. As DNI, I transported classified documents to Capitol Hill, to the White House all the time. There's always opportunities for there to be an inadvertent mistake. That is not possible with members of Congress, with senators. There is no congressman or senator that has anything other than access in a classified SCIF in part of their oversight role. So the only way a document gets in a senator's home is if someone took it.
He's exactly right, and I worked for United States.
655-4444, or visit our website at 406essence.com. This product is for ages 21 and older. Please keep out of reach of children.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The agriculture economy is dependent on many different factors, from weather, government regulations, inflation, and it seems all three of those examples have been impacting farmers the last couple of years all at once. Stephen Nicholson is Rabobank's global strategist and says the best advice he can give to farmers and ranchers is to be patient, but prepare.
I mean, we're in a situation now of high inflation. Yes, it's come down, but this is not going to go away tomorrow. So to think that fertilizer, seed costs, equipment costs, part costs, fuels are going to go down tomorrow, land costs go down, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. You have to be better planners, really. Let's kind of use the same word. Because one of the things we started talking to producers even last spring, we said, you need to start planning for 23 now. And frankly, if you're planning for 23 season now, you're probably behind the eight ball.
But Nicholson believes the U.S. agricultural economy has the ability to bounce back fast.
Yeah, we do. And I'm going to quote one of the macroeconomists here in the States. He says the U.S. economy is the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry. And I think it's a great quote because it does say, and not a, sort of a Chamber of Commerce sort of speech, but the U.S. economy is the most resilient in the world.
With that optimism, Nicholson believes that there will be an uptick in U.S. agricultural exports later this year. I'm Lane Northland.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let me give you a look at some of our latest Montana Talks headlines here. Montana gas prices will remain uncomfortably high for now. You know, again, Joe Biden, when gas prices went down, took all the credit for it. But when gas prices are up, Joe Biden is, you know, I guess he just hops in the Corvette from his garage with the classified documents blowing in the wind behind him and takes off. Nowhere to be seen when the gas prices are going back up once again here. But anyway, we've got kind of a Montana specific look at gas prices. They have jumped significantly here in the past couple of weeks or so. And then a story that we talked about briefly in the 6 o'clock hour, Montana lawmakers will look to ban foreign-owned land here in Montana. And then the third story that I wanted to highlight for you, I know we've got about a dozen fresh stories for you on our Montana Talks website this morning, but the third story that I wanted to highlight, this actually stemmed from a phone call from Tim in Billings yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. This is kind of a fun one here. Little lighter topic. Well, I don't know. Some of you might get pretty fired up about this one, especially if you're listening in Butte, Montana already this morning. So when it comes to Montana, Butte, Silver Bow County is number one. The number one county when it comes to Montana plates is Silver Bow. So you're driving around Montana, and you know now it's a little different nowadays. For those of you that are new to Montana, you know you see a thousand different license plates. You'll see different colors, different themes. Somebody might have their veteran plates. Somebody might have their their Don't Tread on Me license plates. Our friends from Glasgow, Montana have their Glasgow Scotties license plates, right? But back in the day, everybody on their plates, it used to seem like every plate had their county number first. So you know where everybody was coming from, right? So now you can tell, well, they got the Glasgow Scotties plate, so okay, I know where they're from, or at least where they hail from. But back in the day, you'd see the number 20, and then you knew, oh, that's Valley County. And people would carry little cards around showing all of the county license plate numbers, because it was just kind of, a fun way to stay awake while you were driving for 8 hours to get from southeast Montana to the Flathead, for example. Well, license plate numbers, they aren't solely based on population from the early days of Montana, but the theory is that they're loosely based off of that. So Silver Bow County, Butte, Montana, number one. Yellowstone County, number three. Well, this guy who's a Chinook, Montana native, he took to Twitter and he made a map, and he said, and he took the latest census data, from the 2020 census. And he said, okay, based on Montana population right now, if you were to renumber all of the counties and the license plate numbers, this is what the license plate numbers would be if it were based on population from the latest census data. Now, I don't think anybody would ever actually make these changes. Tim in Billings wants to make the change because Tim in Billings wants his county, Yellowstone County, to be number one. He says, we're number one. We got the most population. So, dang it, we're going to take that number one. And, Butte, if you got a problem, come take it from us. Come fight us for it. That's pretty, you can tell he's a hockey fan if he's ready to pick a fight with our friends in Butte, right? So anyway, it was interesting. If you look at the actual map, and I've got the map on our Montana Talks website right now, but yeah, Yellowstone County would move from number three to number one. Gallatin County and, our friends in Bozeman, we'd go from number six to number two. The Flathead would go from the lucky number seven to number four, while Missoula would move up in the rankings to number three. And Butte, our friends in Butte, Silver Bow County would drop all the way down to number eight. The Bitterrooters, you'd no longer recognize them on South Reserve Street in Missoula by the number 13. Instead, they'd get the lucky number seven. So anyway, what do you think? Should Billings and Yellowstone County try and steal the number one slot from Butte, Silver Bow? Anyway, kind of a fun story there, MontanaTalks.com, to check out that map. And I know Tim and Billings first spotted that story on Twitter. I saw a great report at KTVQ.com, so want to give them the hat tip for that. See, in radio, we like to give credit where credit is due. I've noticed some in these liberal blogs and in the liberal print media, they'll do the same story that our people did like 3 days ago, but they won't say where they saw the story or how they got the idea. They'll just pretend like, oh, look at this great idea we had. I know, it's inside baseball. It's a little complainy, but, you know, you're taught these sorts of things in journalism school. A lot of things that were taught in journalism school some 20 years ago when I was going through it that the journalists don't practice anymore. Oh, which reminds me, Abdu Murray was that incredible speaker at the Big Sky Worldview Forum this past weekend. He's the guy who grew up Muslim and is now Christian. He gave another great talk over the weekend, and it reminded me of something. So stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A man in custody for shooting 8 people, killing 7 at 2 mushroom farms in California, is identified as a worker at one of them, Chun-Li Zhao, 67 years old.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus, that's 3 mass shootings in California since Saturday. This one, the 11 people killed at a dance hall in Monterey Bay and a shooting at a gas station in Oakland yesterday. Poland is asking to send German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine.
Germany sold these vehicles under the condition they couldn't be passed on, and Germany has been reluctant to allow such potent machinery to engage Russian forces. Now, Poland has made its request official, Germany saying a decision will be made soon, but it has to weigh up all the consequences.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once has the most Oscar nominations with 11. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, so this is just kind of a random thought, random topic here. And you can jump in on the conversation as well, 406-294-0970. If you got a random thought, random topic, or just want to, you know, react to something I'm yapping about. But Abdu Murray, we had him on last week. He was the headline speaker at the Big Sky Worldview Forum. They always bring these incredible speakers to town. And Abdu Murray, you know, was raised Muslim, but became a Christian. He said after 9 years investigating and looking into it, he became Christian. And so anyway, he spoke at the Big Sky Worldview Forum, and then on Sunday he actually spoke at a local church at Word of Life Church in Billings on Sunday morning as well. And so I got to hear him speak there. I missed the Worldview Forum. I was still traveling back from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, but I got to hear him speak. And anyway, what brought up this, talking about journalism and how so many journalists don't practice what they were taught. And he shared a story, I think it was out of the University of Missouri, and there were these protests taking place on the college campus. And you know, public university, public protest, and some journalists, an ESPN journalist, photo journalist, went there to get photos of the protest taking place. But see, some of the liberal professors on campus said they did not want anybody from the public to attend this public protest on a public university campus. And so this photojournalist, all of a sudden, he's got this liberal professor in his face, basically trying to get authorities to get some muscle over here. That was the actual words that this liberal professor used. I need some muscle over here to get this guy away from us and to get this guy off the campus. You know what the liberal professor taught or teaches at that university? Journalism. This was a journalism professor that is supposed to be all about the public's right to know, free speech, First Amendment, freedom of the press. And it was a journalism professor that was trying to kick a photojournalist off of a public campus at a public protest. Anyway, I just thought that was a fascinating sidebar that was shared by Abdu Murray, who is the headline speaker at the Big Sky Worldview Forum over the weekend as well. Coming up after our next break, you know, I shared some of the back and forth between Peter Ducey and Karine Jean-Pierre on the Biden document cover up of the mishandled classified documents that are all over the place, going back probably at least a dozen years now, and we see the clear difference between how the Merrick Garland Injustice Department is treating Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, Hunter and the rest of them, compared to how they had treated Donald Trump. Great response from Joe Concha. We'll get to that next.
Securing America.
The Biden administration announcing the U.S., the U.K., and the European Union have imposed additional sanctions on Iran over its cruel and violent crackdown against peaceful protests.
We are united with our allies and partners in the need to confront Iran's leadership for its human rights abuses and destabilizing activities, which should alarm the entire world.
State Department spokesman Ned Price explains they'll affect 10 additional individuals,
including Iran's Deputy Minister of Intelligence and key commanders in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, as well as one additional Iranian entity.
The protests follow the death of a 22-year-old woman allegedly beaten in police custody over claims she violated a law requiring women to wear headscarves in public. The Iranian government has been sentencing protesters to death and carrying out public executions. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right, we got a message from one of our listeners in Glendive, and she said, yes, I want to hear the story. What was the funniest thing that you heard or saw at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas? So we'll share that story with you on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Plus, we'll keep the phone lines open so we can take more of your phone calls as well. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk, taking your phone calls from all across Montana so you can be heard all across Montana. That's exactly what we'll be doing Tuesday, 9 to 10. Members.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is where Montana talks. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines, 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got a couple of messages in here on our Montana Talks app. Jordan in Billings says this: I am loving what Ron is doing in Florida with the teachers' unions. Of course, he's referring to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. As a young teacher, you automatically get roped into paying education association fees. You don't even really know how to leave the union, and many teachers don't use the union at all. They do negotiate contracts for you, but 2% raises with 8% inflation isn't a win. In Billings, it costs $800 to be a part of the union for a year. Really? That how much it costs? Holy cow. The only thing that many teachers see is the junk mail they send out and the political candidates they support without asking the union members if they actually agree. Yeah, I mean, Jordan, you know, isn't it interesting? It looked like the Billings Education Association and the union that represents teachers in the largest school district in the state, you know, when all this COVID craziness was going on, it looked like that union was finally going to stand up on behalf of their teachers instead of just be a blank check for Democrat officials and candidates, right? It looked that way for about, 3 days. And then they, you know, they put their partisan hat back on. They put their Democrat Party hack hat back on. It was, that was unfortunate because I was like, wow, do we have a teachers union in Billings that's actually going to stand up for teachers? And because, you know, the teachers were obviously overwhelmingly opposed to those mask mandates in the schools. And that's why the union had to come out against it. But when push came to shove, the union never took up the fight. They quickly rolled. They quickly caved, didn't they? So you spend all this money, all those dues, just to have a union basically put on that old partisan hat. Let's see. David in Boulder, thanks for the message. This just came in about 7:30 this morning. Did you see the letter from the Flathead County Commission to the public regarding the homeless situation? Interesting to say the least. David, yes. And you probably missed it. It sounds like you missed it in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, but that's all right. That's all right. Because what? Yeah, I went through the whole background. We kind of talked at length, not only about the Flathead County Commission letter, but the homeless problem from a number of different angles. And I want to go back to that topic in the 8 o'clock hour because, of course, I want to get John Jackson's reaction to it as well. Heck, that topic could even bleed into our statewide 9 o'clock hour as well. But if you missed my rant about the the recruitment of the transient vagrant population, the recruitment of especially the criminal element into Montana. I've shared the full Flathead County Commissioner's letter. We did that in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, and I know sometimes just because I talked about it at 6:30 or 6:40, hey, everybody's not up and rolling yet at 6:40 in the morning. And in a big story like that, a powerful letter like what the Flathead County Commissioners put out, we got to go back to it. We got to talk more about it. And so we will. But I'm gonna save it for the 8 o'clock hour. Unless you want to call in right now and talk about it, feel free. 406-294-0970. This was the line in this letter from the Flathead County Board of Commissioners. Basically, the point that they were making is that hey, that because they keep putting in more of these homeless programs, you're recruiting homeless people or people who take advantage of homeless programs to move into the Flathead Valley. And they had a great line in this letter. Make no mistake. Well, here's what they said. Using social media and smartphones, these wanderers are well-networked and eager to share that Kalispell has services to serve their lifestyle. Make no mistake, it is a lifestyle choice for some. In fact, many of the homeless encountered in our parks, streets, and alleys consist of a progressive networked community who have made the decision to reject help and live unmoored. Although well-intended, facilities that offer only shelter and no accountability exacerbate the problem. It's a great letter. I'll share more coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. First, though, I told you I was going to play this clip from Joe Concha on Fox and Friends, where he's talking about the injustice in the Merrick Garland Justice Department. Here you go.
Words mean so little in Washington, D.C., don't they? In the end, never judge any politician, any government official by their words, always by their deeds and their actions, right? So, for example, Merrick Garland could have sent the FBI in to get these documents at the Penn Biden Center and at the Wilmington residence, but he said, okay, don't worry. You could allow the president's lawyers to handle all this instead. And then there's a beach house in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, where the president has spent ample time at since he's been president, obviously before that, where the FBI hasn't gone in to check to see if there's documents there. We've now found documents, classified documents, in 4 different locations, yet the FBI, the DOJ, they seem to be slow walking this, where, as we know, with Donald Trump, there was that raid with the overhead, with the helicopters and the lights and the optics that dominated the news cycle for weeks, and therefore it looks like what Trump did was worse as opposed to Biden. So with Merrick Garland, the guy who, by the way, compared parents to potential domestic terrorists, right, just for attending school board meetings and being worried about what their kids may be taught, I don't see impartiality with Merrick Garland. I see Eric Holder 2.0 serving as the president's wingman, Garland.
Yeah, spot on there by Joe Concha from The Hill, conservative commentator, and then on Jesse Waters' program last night, made a great point that the Justice Department wasn't even allowed to search certain rooms when they go to some of these Biden residences. And I'm going to stress residences. You know why I'm going to stress residences? Is because these people who pledge this climate alarmist nonsense that want to shut our economy down and lecture you about what kind of car you drive, they're the people that have residences. They're the people that have private jets taking them everywhere. But they want to lecture you anyway. But the point being here, though, is that And again, pardon my language here, but we need to point this out. We need to point out the shocking nature of what's really going on in our great republic in this day and age here, is that they're not allowed to search Jill Biden's wardrobe. But boy, they sure searched through Melania Trump's wardrobe room, didn't they? But they weren't allowed to search Jill Biden's rooms. And so to make Joe Concha's point here, we saw how the Biden Injustice Department was used on the eve of the midterm elections. They used the FBI to launch the great panty raid of Mar-a-Lago. But when it comes to Joe Biden, who was clearly mishandled classified material all the way back to his days in the United States Senate. No, you can't search this room. Nope, can't search that room. Can't search this room over here. Unbelievable, isn't it? Back to David and Boulder's question. Hey, did you see that letter from the Flathead County Commission? Not only did we see it, we talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed my long rant and you want to listen to it, and you missed it live, well, don't worry. That full 6 o'clock hour is already on our Montana Talks podcast right now. So if you have the Montana Talks app on your phone, or you go to montanatalks.com, you will see the 6 o'clock hour already fully loaded. So after the show's wrapped up later today, you want to go back and listen to it, there you go. We've also got our full SHOT Show coverage. In fact, it was kind of cool. We got to talk with a couple of guys from the Poplar Wolf Point area. They were down there promoting their Badlands Brawl Big 22 shoot that they do, I think, in September up there. But, so that's on our podcast. A lot of great content on our Montana Talks podcast right now. All 3 days of our coverage from the SHOT Show is there. In fact, we were talking about that Badlands Brawl, and I was telling these guys, I said, hey, well, do you know about the Quigley match? Do you know about the big Quigley shoot out in Forsyth? And they said, oh, yeah, of course. Everybody knows about that one. I was like, well, our producer, Travis, that's his family ranch. So you'll see him wearing his Quigley shoot hat. You guys know the movie Quigley Down Under, right? Remember Tom Selleck? Quigley Down Under. Do you know that the actual hat that that Tom Selleck wore in that movie was made in Montana? That's right. The Quigley cowboy hat from the movie Quigley Down Under was made by our friends at Rand's Custom Hats. If you want a custom-made hat, that's the place to go. They've been making Montana-made custom hats since 1973. In fact, if you're in downtown Billings and you drop into Rand's Hats, you can actually see the Quigley hat on the wall, along with, I'd say at least 100 other options that you could choose from when you're custom making your own hat as well. Check them out, randhats.com. I've got a custom-made hat. Man, it's incredible. They design it custom fit for you.
Fox News commentary.
Republicans are in control of the House, which means our public servants actually have to show up to work. I'm all for it. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
For far too long, our members of Congress have been able to use COVID as an excuse to not show up to work. That whole work from home thing was dubbed proxy voting during the pandemic and allowed members to vote remotely without actually having to show up. Well, now the Republicans are in charge, that luxury is officially over. Speaker McCarthy has declared, if you want your vote to count, you better show up. For the last couple years, both Republicans and Democrats have used and abused this proxy voting perk, but enough is enough. Doctors, nurses, farmers, ranchers, firefighters, and law enforcement officers all have to risk their lives away from the comfort of their homes to complete their essential tasks. And our members of Congress should be expected to do the same. And not only members of Congress, American workers need to get off the couch and get into the office.
8405.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, got another message here on our Montana Talks app. You know, I was talking earlier about how it just keeps getting worse for Joe Biden with this, you know, with story after story. It seems like with each day they find more classified material in another location that was mishandled by Joe Biden over the years. Anyway, great message from Lori in Billings here. You said it gets worse for Joe, but I say it gets worse for us, the people, our nation, and the world, as other nations need to trust us to keep their interactions with us secure. To the big question not being addressed is how are we going to stop this happening in the future? Yeah, great question, Lori. What would you say? What would your answer be to that same question? Obviously, you know, you need to hold him accountable, fully accountable here. You know, to that point that, let's see, it was John Radcliffe. When it comes to United States senators, so Joe Biden was, you know, had documents, classified documents from when he was a United States senator that they have found in one of his homes. And Radcliffe made the point, like, look, and I would give you a Montana example. I used to work for former Montana Senator Conrad Burns, and that was about 20 years ago or so. But for those who don't know, it's not like every staff member who works for a United States senator has a security clearance. You may have one, two, maybe a very, very, very short list of staffers for that lawmaker that actually has a security clearance. And if they need to go look at classified material, obviously, they can't tell the rest of the staff about it. They have to leave that senator's office and go to a specific location to view that material. And then they have to leave that material there. So the point that Radcliffe was making is for Joe Biden to just suggest, well, yeah, I had access to a lot of classified materials when I was a senator. So, yeah, it just inadvertently showed up at my house. Sure it did. Sure it did. Yeah, anyway, gas prices, you know, going back to Lori's point here, too, you know, it's not just getting worse for Joe Biden. It's getting worse for us, for our nation, under these Joe Biden, John Tester, you know, policies right now. In fact, gas prices, you know, energy is one of those topics in particular. I've got a report here, thanks to our friends at KGVO News out of Missoula. They spoke with Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. And the headline on our Montana Talks website is basically how Montana gas prices will remain uncomfortably high for now.
A lot of that may be more related to regional refineries. That is, the Suncor refinery in Colorado still down because of the Arctic blast that we saw the last week in December. That's had a major impact on gasoline supply through areas of the Rockies. And for that reason, combined with oil prices that have been jumping, gas prices have been pushed higher across much of the country, not just in your neck of the woods, but potentially larger increases happening in the Rockies because of the Suncor refinery in Colorado being down.
Now, DeHaan also said that the Russian war on Ukraine will continue to drive gas prices higher around the world as well. So he cited that in particular. And now, of course, you'd think, given the Russian war in Ukraine, that would be more reason to drill here and to drill now.
For the here and now, that is, until Russia's war in Ukraine is behind us, I think we're going to continue to see gas prices that are a bit higher, maybe potentially uncomfortably higher than what we've been accustomed to in recent years.
Okay, when will that war be behind us? They're saying as long as it takes. How long is it going to take? Now my point is this, is that we maybe not be able to impact that, but we can drill here and we can drill now, which is what Joe Biden and John Tester are not allowing American producers to do, and it's causing pain at the pump. Are you feeling pain, aside from just the gas prices? Are you feeling joint pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, pain in your back? Well, let me tell you about some exciting news about what is now available for you here in Montana. I'm talking about the nation's leader in cutting-edge regenerative medicine. Here's the deal. They are now on the ground in Billings, Montana. QC Kinetics has over 100 clinics in America, but now they're here with these regenerative solutions. What they do is they take highly concentrated healing properties from your body, and then they put them directly into your achy joints to restore and repair that damaged tissue. QC Kinetics. Call 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.